You know, if you think about, I had a pastor one time, he said, about a situation I was talking to him. He says, get away from her. She's a master manipulator. I said, okay. And that's before I knew the code. And so master manipulator is MM, which is 1313. 1313 Mockingbird Lane, right? So the master manipulators eventually, see, a master manipulator is a liar because it's not real reality. It's just manipulation. So just like any other liar, any other kind of liar, they always reveal what they are. I had a situation one time, somebody trying to play games, player, whatever you want to call them, say, well, I'll just find somebody that wants what I want. And I actually heard that from somebody else that was just a coworker or whatever at one time. And it's like, okay, you just revealed what you are. You just revealed what you are. You revealed there was no such thing as love. It was all fake manipulation. You just revealed that it's all your way. You revealed it has nothing to do with God. God is not even in the equation. It has to do, you already had a plan set. It didn't matter what the other person had going on. And you just put yourself in a trap because you're admitting you're a cheater. And if you just say, well, I said it wrong, well, that's not true, because whatever's in the heart comes out. If you say, well, I was just trying to manipulate you to do it, to do this. Well, and they can't say that, because if they say that, that reveals their core, that they're master manipulators. So if you wait long enough, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, whatever, if you wait around long enough, you see who the manipulators are, and the liars and the cheaters and the con artists and the queen bee follow me are. The queen bee follow me wants her way, period. And she's going to lie, cheat, steal, manipulate, gaslight, and when you pray, say, Lord, what's going on? And then he shows you out of their own heart, their mouth speaks. And so when they put themselves in a double bind, that there's no escaping, you know, there's no way to escape that. Well, I'll just find somebody else who does what I want. Well, number one, that tells you that God's not in the equation. Number two, you never loved the person that you said that to. Number three, you're cheating. You're a harlot running the streets doing whatever because you just want your will. You see the other person as an object, not as a human. It doesn't matter what they want. It's all what you want. It reveals how evil they are. And they don't even know that out of their mouth they revealed their selfish, evil, wicked, manipulation is pure evil. I want you to understand. A salesman trying to manipulate, that's evil. Evil is manipulation. I mean, manipulation is pure evil. And if you can't see it, you're sick. And the psychopath will say, well, if you allowed me to manipulate you, it's shame on you. Exactly. So the truth always sets you free. You try to call them out, and these master manipulators always want to talk over you. Those who try to shut down your opinion and they try to overtalk you, it's called NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. They're trying to convince you that they love you. She loves you. Lie. She wants what's best for you. What? Lie. Pure lie. Pure evil. You're an enemy to my soul, to my mind, my will, my emotions, to my God, to my Bible. You're actually an enemy to my Bible. And my Bible is my sustenance. Get your stinking feet out of my Bible. Get your stinking feet out of my drinking water. I just posted that sermon on my website. You need to listen to it. And so these people who have stinking feet, stinking breath, stinking agendas, stinking life, they have a stinking opinion. Everything about them stinks to the high heaven. They're contrary to God, contrary to humans. They want to devalue you, dehumanize you, lie to you, manipulate you. These are fake humans. They hate you. And the good thing about it, I was raised around them. I had a sister, it was always her agenda. I've worked around them. And birds of a feather flock together. So you don't even have to be, they don't even have to be around your people you've known, your sister or your co-workers or whatever. They don't even have to be around them. They are them. Birds of a feather flock together. They think the same. It's the queen bee, follow me. I have an agenda and I'm going to master manipulate you with sex, drugs, poisoning, whatever, drink, try to get you drunk or poison you or whatever. And you don't. And when you don't drink and you don't run with them to the excess of riot and you don't worship stuff or things or image or money or outward show or and you've already established what your calling is in life to serve God no matter what, they can't manipulate you. And they're really scratching their head thinking, it works with everybody else. It worked with everybody else. How come it didn't work with this one? Because you're facing off with an elect, born-again saint. And we don't play your games. We don't believe your lies. If you contradict yourself, it's because you're a liar. If you're a master manipulator, you're a liar. If you dehumanize people and overtalk people, you are a Jezebel spirit. You're a hell-bound sinner going to burn forever. And you do this as a sport because the reason you do it as a sport because there's nothing in you. There's nothing in there. You're not happy with yourself, so you have to go out here and try to get a prey and trap some other people and to be happy with that prey and that manipulation and those games and those witchcrafts. So here's what they do. So then when you catch them, they can't... If you logically break it down, they would have to say, well, if their only excuse they come up with is, well, I only said that. I didn't mean to say that. I only said it to manipulate you so that you wouldn't abandon ship and leave me. Well, so you're just admitting that your core being is manipulation. You just admitted what you are, that you're a manipulator. So they can't say that because then it reveals what their root is, who they really are. They can't say, yeah, I was manipulating you. They can't say that. So what do they have to do? They have to disappear. They have to go away for 30, 60, 90 days, and maybe you will forget that that was even said. All they would have to do is get saved, run to Jesus and say, Lord, save me. And then they would be born again in the family of God and you could forgive anything. But they're not going to do that. They're not going to get saved. Because if they got saved, they'd have to do God's will, not their will. Do you understand? The reason people don't get saved, I just decoded why people don't want to get saved. Because they want to do their will. And they want you to do their... They want to be God's. They want you to do their will. They want to do their will. They don't want to do God's will. They want to do the will of the flesh, the will of the Gentiles, or the will of mankind. But God's will, they don't care. They don't give a lick about what God thinks. And they're going to use their slick, they think it's a slick tongue. But the more time goes on and reveals what's going on, you know what you're dealing with. It don't matter if they're on the street corner begging for $20 or if they're a millionaire begging for $1 million. They're still the same character. It don't matter how much, what their image is, they're still the same. They're still just using their body or their words or their what they thought. They're just using their... You already know what I'm saying. I don't even need to say it anymore. But forget all that because that's temporary. You won't even remember that person in a few months. They won't even be in your mind. So my point is, What did we learn from these experiences with these narcissistic Jezebel psychopaths? What we learn is they don't want to do God's will. They want their will, and that's why they don't get saved, because it's all about their will. And so when God has to break them, and eventually they have a tower moment or a dark night of the soul moment, and they run to Jesus and get saved. But it's usually too late, and you know, you reap what you sow. God can restore it if they really ran to Jesus and got saved, but they're so caught up in a culture lie or a bloodline lie, family lie, that they usually never get saved. It would be hard for them to give up all their outward show and that image they're trying to promote to the world. They can't give it up. And so they'll just burn in hell, probably, most likely.